Well, good afternoon and welcome to our weekly discussion of the Pope's apostolic exhortation, The Joy of the Gospel. Each of us should have a copy of Pope Francis's book and should be reading along. You know, The Joy of the Gospel is available on the book table out in the foyer, or it can be downloaded free from a number of different sources. So if you don't know how to get it, come see me and I'll tell you how to get it. But, you know, I got to tell you, this exhortation lives up to its billing. For it communicates the true joy and the beauty of the gospel. And so, you know, one of the most joyful things that you can be doing is to open it up and to dive right in. Now, to bring you up to speed, Sharon Harmon kicked off our sharing of the joy of the gospel. And she pointed to the Pope's encouragement to focus our evangelization efforts on three principal groups. Number one, the members of the church. Now that's all of us. So we should be evangelizing each other. Number two, baptized Christians who have fallen away. And number three, those who do not know Christ or who have rejected him. Larry Lenzen focused on chapter one, which talked more about who those three groups are. And he encouraged us to purposefully pursue someone in one or more of these groups, to purposefully pursue them. Brenda Lenzen has led us through chapter 2 the last couple of weeks, which gives a background of the world and its situation and a background of our hearts and the situation of our hearts. And the Pope in that chapter encouraged us to number one, say no to selfishness and spiritual sloth, to refuse to be a sourpuss, to say yes to new relationships that Christ brings us, and to embrace unity by rejecting division. Now, to start chapter 3, which is my task, I'd like to borrow a scripture from Nancy Ward, who's dedicating her year of mercy to help people learn how to evangelize. And that scripture is 1 Peter 3:15, which says, "Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for your reason, for a reason for your hope." Always be ready. Now, chapter 3 is all about proclaiming the gospel. And that means being ready. And it begins by being very pointed about exactly what it means to share the gospel. The Pope says, first and foremost, there can be no true evangelization without the explicit proclamation of Jesus as Lord. So if you don't tell somebody Jesus is Lord, you have not evangelized. In every attempt at evangelization, it's all about communicating that Jesus Christ loves you, that he gave his life to save you, and that now he's living at your side every day to enlighten, to strengthen, and to free you. You know, that's it. That's the message. It's a very, very simple message. And that's the message that we're called to share, the love of Christ. Now, the Pope reiterates that we should be sharing this message with all people, with all cultures. And he again reiterates that every single one of the faithful is called to share this message. He says, all the baptized, whatever their position in the church or their level of instruction in the faith, are agents of evangelization. So you can't be too young. You can't be too old. You can't be too uneducated. You can't be too slow. You can't be too fast. You can't be too smart. You can't be too busy to share the love of God. If you're baptized and if you know Jesus, then you can't help but spread his love. Pope Francis then spends a little bit of time focusing on, you know, this part about sharing regardless of our level of instruction in the faith. Because, you know, let's face it, most all of us have a little bit of insecurity in us. We all want to be right. You know, we don't want to step out and be proven to be wrong. We want to convince others. We want to be able to convince others about our faith. But the Pope, he debunks this type of thinking. He says that anyone who has truly experienced God's saving love does not need much time or lengthy training to go out and to proclaim that love. And as proof, he reminds us of Scripture, where in John 1:41, you know, the apostles proclaim, "We have found the Messiah." I mean, they were so excited. They didn't have any training. They just told everybody that they saw, "We found him." And he talks about the Samaritan woman at the well in John 4:39. Now, these people did not have training. They had an experience of Christ. And they couldn't help but share it because it's so wonderful. Well, then the Pope begins to talk about ways that we might consider evangelizing. Now, first, he says, evangelize by simply living our Christian lives, which Pope Francis calls the evangelizing power of popular piety. Now, that's just a long way of saying that we must live authentically Christian lives, you know, going to Mass, participating in the sacraments, having a prayer life, saying grace at meals, and saying grace at meals, say, in a restaurant when you're out in public, studying God's Word, attending our community gatherings, living in our pastoral regions, serving those in need, or participating in small groups. All of that is popular piety, and says that, you know, simply living our lives dedicated to Christ and doing things together as Christians witnesses in a powerful way to everyone around us. Actions speak louder than words. The second way of proclaiming the joy of the gospel, which Pope Francis encourages us in, is identified as person to person. Now, this means just simply talking to someone, whether it's planned or whether it just happens unexpectedly in any place. Running into somebody on the street, in a city square, during work, on a journey, any place that you actually talk to another person. He lists three steps in evangelizing person to person. Number one, he says the first step's personal dialogue, where you actually get to talking. When the other person speaks and shares his or her joys, his or her hopes and concerns for loved ones, or so many other heartfelt needs. Now, notice he says the other person. Our job is to be interested in them, to hear them, to hear their problems, their struggles, their concerns. In other words, we have to love them when we're talking to them. Now, second, the Pope says, after listening, we might share a story of God working in our own lives, or perhaps share a Bible verse. But here, Pope Francis always reminds us to keep in mind the fundamental message, the personal love of God, who became man, who gave himself up for us, and who's living and who offers us his salvation and his friendship. Now, the third step, he says, finally, if it seems prudent or the circumstances are right, we should offer to pray briefly with the person offering up their concerns and offer up their concerns. Now, sharing our stories is incredibly powerful, and I'd like to encourage you to use the tools that are available to us. I mentioned Nancy Ward's effort, and I'd encourage you to visit her website, which is, you know, joyalive.net, and she can help you fulfill the challenge of 1 Peter 3:15 to always be ready to give an explanation of the hope that you have. Now, the second half of chapter 3, once you get through the first half, is titled Homiletics, and it's dedicated to homiletics. And it's really easy to kind of look at that title and to assume that you can skip that part because, well, that's just for priests. But it's not. I'd like to encourage you, don't give in to this temptation. Read that part, because the second half of the chapter is rich in encouragements about how to prepare to share and how to prepare to teach about Christ. You know, there's a lot of people that just like to live in the spur of the moment. You know, I'm just going to be a free spirit. I'm going to live in the spur of the moment and simply respond to the opportunities that are presented. You know, unfortunately, I'm one of those people. I really like to do that. You can ask my wife. However, we do not need to be that kind of person. The Pope encourages us to be purposeful and to be prepared, to think about what we might say to someone. And the most important preparation is to live our lives dedicated to Christ, including having a prayer life, praying, having God in our hearts. Second, Scripture, reading Scripture, having the Word of God on our minds and on our lips. And the third thing the Pope encourages to do is spiritual reading, to be interested in developing our own spiritual lives and be have something that we're reading and that we're trying to learn. And he says, a preacher who does not prepare is not spiritual, he is dishonest and irresponsible with the gifts he has received. Wow, what a criticism. And, you know, when I read this, I said, I don't want to be irresponsible, dishonest. I don't want to be irresponsible with the gifts that I've received. You know, when I look around this room today, I'm hard-pressed to see anyone here who isn't involved in ministries, who hasn't been called on to speak publicly about Christ, or who hasn't been asked to teach at one time or another. I don't recognize anyone here who hasn't witnessed or who hasn't gotten up to this microphone to share God's word or his actions in some way. So therefore, you know, this second half of the chapter 3 that's dedicated to homiletics, it's for each and every one of us, not just for those priests that are preparing homilies. So please take the time to read it. So we are left with three encouragements this week, three challenges this week. First challenge for each and every one of us this week, dive into the joy of the gospel. Read some of it. Get you one of those yellow highlighters. They're wonderful. And highlight a line that really speaks to you or more. Just try to spend a few minutes this week reading The Joy of the Gospel. Number two, think about your faith story. Now, this can be your original conversion when you met Christ, or it can be, you know, any kind of small or large experience with him. Week after week, we hear people witnessing of Christ working in their lives. You've all heard my conversion story of, you know, when my dad died, and I'm not going to go into that right now. You've all heard it before. But, you know, just this week, I was at the Catholic Foundation dinner on Friday night, and there they were giving the Catholic Foundation Award to Father Dennis of Cistercian. And I can only tell you that that room was just full of Christ's love. And there was businessman after businessman who got up to the podium and testified about Christ's love in their lives that they caught from Father Dennis. And again, I just heard story after story and heard it from Father Dennis about Jesus' saving love and his power. It was, you know, just one of the most marvelous dinners that I've had. It felt like I was in community with everyone just proclaiming Christ and proclaiming his love. It's out there and it's real. So, you know, that's just my little, I mean, we can testify to someone about just something small like that that we experience. Third thing that we've got to do is pray. And that is specifically to pray that the Lord will bring someone to you that you can listen to, that you can love, and that you can share your story with. So, we've got our three assignments. At the end of chapter 3, the Pope revisits the start of chapter 3, and he reminds us of the primary proclamation and the primary evangelization that we all need to understand more and more, and to share more and more. And that's just simply, Jesus Christ loves you. He gave his life to save you. And now he is living at your side every day to enlighten, to strengthen, and to free you.